Chris Gunsmithen is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Fantastic sales information happening there at the Iron Pig's former location, downtown Gaylord. The pending sale of the new remodeled location, Prohibitioned. Very, very interesting. Very interesting that he was able to put that flyer together. He sent it to me. He said, hey, if you know anybody interested, we're going to sell the downtown location. And then friends of his, very loyal, love the new decor, the new layout, the new menu, are going to take it over. So good, 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 good. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you, Ian, for giving us an update. Again, the Iron Pig Smokehouse is now located on Old 27 Highway, 4029. You come off of I-75 at the exit 279. You used to get off at exit 282 for downtown Gaylord, make a right, go less than a mile or so from the expressway. It was on the south side of the road. Well, that's prohibitioned, and it's in the process of being sold. So congratulations to the new buyers, and love to keep you as a sponsor. Love, absolutely love the idea and the layout, and also the new menu there, as well as the Iron Pig South Pavilion location, is now the only Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. It's right off of I-75, very simple. Get off at exit 279, head south on Old 27 Highway about 1 mile, and it's on the east side of the road, right across the street from Otsego Lake. So absolutely absolutely so happy for Ian and everybody. Pundit Monday, I was invited to participate in this conversation and honestly did not have the time yesterday to do it. Pundit Mondays is something that MERS News Service does in discussing various events, candidates, conversations that are current to what's happening right now. Well, this past weekend in Detroit, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders came to Michigan in Detroit and rallied for U.S. Senate candidate, fellow progressive socialist communist Abdul El-Sayed. Next weekend, El-Sayed is bringing in U.S. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, a progressive who has been described as a Bernie Sanders Democrat, for two Southeast Michigan campaign stops on May 16th. For El-Sayed, the question becomes whether stacking up support from the national progressive wing helps him expand his base or merely energizes the one he already has. Meanwhile, State Senator Mallory McMorrow deleted tweets that could still be used against her in campaign ads. She was complaining, whining about Michigan snow, winter weather, basically saying Michigan sucks. And she wants to get the Democrat nomination for U.S. Senator. Meanwhile, the Republican gubernatorial primary field is producing its own questions. State Senator Eric Nesbitt was not invited to a UP North Lincoln Day dinner because the organizers reportedly did not view him as a viable candidate, while John James didn't even appear. despite having his own Northern Michigan swing that same weekend, according to campaign advisors. Michigan gas prices jumped 85 cents in 1 week, with the AAA average around $4.87 per gallon. MERS News Service asked a handful of political commentators what they make of the moment. What does El Sayed need to do beyond bringing in progressive heavyweights? How damaging could McMorrow's old tweets be? And is this gubernatorial Republican primary starting to thin out already? And when do gas prices end up becoming a November problem? Well, the pundits that did respond, again, I was invited, but was just too busy doing other things yesterday. Matt Wilk, he's a conservative attorney. Leanne O'Sharon of MI Solidarity. Southeast Michigan columnist Karen Dumas, and former state representative and political consultant Leslie Love. Leslie Love is a far left Democrat from Detroit. Well, first question. This past weekend, El Sayed brought in Bernie Sanders to a rally. While the event likely solidified solidarity within his base, what does El Sayed need to do to expand his base? Well, the conservative attorney said, Wilk said, I don't know if it's possible to expand his base, to be honest with you. Because as a Republican, I can tell you that the appeal he has is between the left and the far left. Not that this is a unique situation for a political candidate, but he can't, for example, talk about the conflict in the Middle East in diplomatic terms or terms that are more middle of the road. He has to take a hardline stance on that issue. He can't talk about growing businesses in Michigan because his base wants him to talk about how corporations are evil and should be stopped. These are just two examples. So I think it's very difficult. What the strategy that he has to undertake is that he's got to get the base really engaged so they come out kind of like the old, like what they did, at the Democratic convention. You could see that if there was a stronghold there, he probably had gotten 60 to 70% of the vote. Question is, can he replicate that in a general election? That's the question. And that's the question the Democrats need to look at. If they nominate him as the candidate in August 4th primary, can he win in the November 3rd general election? Well, the other pundit that had a pretty interesting take on this was Dumas. Karen said, actually, I think he's doing a pretty decent job at doing so. I think he's made great strides when he originally ran for governor. I think he had some pretty strong community connections already that he maintained. Well, now he's beginning to expand it statewide. So I think just to continue to nurture those relationships and allow people to see who he is, I think this would be helpful for him at this point. Far left Democrat, now political consultant, former state representative Leslie Love says he has got to gain some more visibility because right now he's very popular amongst his base, but he's also gaining new people. But I think even like what they did at the Democratic convention, it was an opportunity to expand to even more other folks. And so there will be more polling. There will be opportunities for debates that will help him reach some other folks to hear his message. I just think who he is and his reputation in Southeast Michigan, people who are familiar with him from his gubernatorial run may want to hear what he has to say now, because it has been a few years. I think much more visibility will help him win. Interesting, interesting statement from Love. Next question. How damaging is McMorrow's former deleted now tweets if it ends up being used in a paid media campaign against her? Well, DeMoss says, well, sometimes it tends to backfire. You know, I think people want to know what the person who may be using these deleted tweets are using it for negative advertising. Sometimes it backfires and actually goes against the person pushing and paying for the ad. But I don't like the whole patronizing thing that she's doing. She appeared at Starters and she went to a place over in Old Redford. It's like you've never been to those places before and probably had to use your GPS to get there. I just think, to me personally, it is more damaging now to be showing up in places that she's never been to before versus year-old tweets. Well, Leslie Love, I feel that such old news at this point, and they can bring it back up, but it's going to be more damaging amongst a segment of the population, but she's got quite a bit of energy still behind her coming out of the convention. Republican Wilk said, I think they'll be pretty bad for her. I mean, Michiganders do like authenticity, but the hope from a politician is that they don't have authenticity when they don't like you. Anyone who's traveled to the coast, especially the East Coast where she's from, knows sort of the level of disdain they have for flyover country. It's certainly something that President Trump campaigned on to a very great success. He got turnouts in places like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan. However, do you really want a U.S. senator that doesn't like your state? Very, very interesting comment. We're going to take a short break. We're going to talk about the Republican gubernatorial race. See what the political pundits had to say about that. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment, hour number two. Question asked of the political pundits yesterday by MERS News Service. Republican gubernatorial candidate, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, was not invited to an up north Lincoln Day dinner because organizers thought he was no longer a viable candidate. Question: do you believe the Republican primary for governor is now down to a three-horse race? Well, first up, conservative Republican Matt Wilk, an attorney, said, no, I don't think so. I think it's now a four-horse race. I think it's still between Mike Cox, Eric Nesbitt, John James, and Perry Johnson. And three of the four of those guys have good claims on what it takes to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. So, is it a step up from congressman to governor, as it is in John James's case? Well, that's not unheard of. Nesbitt's step is the same step that Congressman Weber took from Senate Minority Leader to governor. Cox has already won a statewide race two times as an attorney general. So that's a reasonable step. However, it's hard to win an election. It's hard to get enough money necessary to do what you need to do. I haven't monitored campaign finance filings to see how everybody's doing, but I do know that there are probably three that have the money. Nesbitt does. And he's a great guy in general. He has a great platform. However, I don't think he's not viable at all. I definitely don't think that. Well, Leslie Love, the far left leaning Democrat, now political consultant, Democrat side, said, really? I thought this was down to a two-horse race. John James and Perry Johnson. So it's going to be the very rich versus the popular. Not that James has light pockets, but James definitely has the potential to have much more appeal. He's young, he's served in the military, and he's also financially strong independently with the PAC support that he's getting from the DeVos family. He's a sitting congressman. So all of those things work in his favor. However, if he could just pull himself together and put together a competitive campaign instead of resting on his laurels, he could win this primary. However, you know, he can campaign or not. However, that's how his campaign comes across, as if they have already won it based on polling. The question is going to be Mike Duggan, who comes at this race from the middle as an independent, not running as a Republican or a Democrat. Does that really going to change the outcome of the November general election? James doesn't have any energy. He doesn't even seem excited about his own campaign. So it seems to me that the race now comes down to between James and Johnson. At least that's what I'm hearing from my area. Karen Dumas says, I don't believe anything until after the day of the election. To be perfectly honest, I think any organization, regardless of who they are, comes down to the ultimate who wins the primary. They all are basically running on the same platform. I don't think it really matters that much to pay attention to the Republican primary. Whoever they put up is going to effectively have the same policies as the other candidates. The question will be then, the Democrats will defeat them on policies, not who is the person. Democrats build long-term majorities. We go out and defeat policies. We propose better policies. We don't worry about the particular person. So that coming from also political pundit Leslie Sharon. So kind of an interesting perspective regarding the gubernatorial candidates as well as the race for U.S. Senate. One thing, though, I find very interesting, all of this discussion has left out another candidate who's actually turned in enough signatures to be on the ballot, and that's Pastor Ralph Rebant. Not invited to any of these events, not even being talked about as being in the running for governor. But yet he has enough signatures and support to be on the ballot. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, it does take a lot of money to get on TV. Perry Johnson dominating it right now. John James and Eric Nesbitt just now starting their TV campaigns, as well as former Attorney General Mike Cox. Have not seen yet one TV ad from Pastor Ralph Rebant. Maybe he should try to cozy up to one of the other candidates and kind of help them win and be their lieutenant governor candidate. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from